Wednesday Bamidbar Shir 136. We are holding Perek Yudbeis Pasuk Ches, and we're describing the Rebbeinu Shlom's relationship with the Rishoyim. Ato Hashem Tishmerei. The Rebbeinu Shlom should guard Tumat Aniyim, should guard the Nebuchs from the Rishoyim. Titzarenu min Adar Zulaylam. He should guard them from this generation forever. Apparently, Rashi says that generation was a generation of Deila Tayrim, a generation of people that speak Lashon Hara, a negative generation. David was saying that the Rebbeinu Shlom should protect the Aniyim from this Dar, which are Rishon. David Melech's Dar, he considered Rishon. So he davened that the Rebbeinu Shlom should protect them from these Menadars Ula Olam, should protect them forever from this generation. And the concept is similar to what we were saying yesterday, that we're discussing over here, Rishon, and the Rishon are trying to hurt the Tzadikim, and the Rebbeinu Shlom is protecting the Tzadikim. So therefore the Pasuk is saying, is davening to the Rebbeinu Shlom, that the Rebbeinu Shlom should please fulfill his, I wouldn't say obligation, fulfill his hanhaga of guarding the Tzadikim. And you see a concept of tefillah, of the power of tefillah, even when it's something that the Rebbeinu Shlom would maybe naturally do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu naturally protects the Tzadikim. But David HaMelech has a responsibility of tefillah, like we see many times, that tefillah is able to bring Yeshuas, even if something would have happened anyway, so to speak. Through the power of tefillah, you could get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something, so to speak. So that's David HaMelech is saying. The Rebbeinu Shlom, protect the Aniyim, protect them from this Dar. La'ilam, protect them that they shouldn't be hurt, Rechmal Aslan, by the Anshe Hadar.